Please open your Bibles to John chapter 19. John chapter 19. And we will read verses 28 to 30. The death of Jesus. And in this message, we will focus on the sixth last word of Jesus Christ, which is, "It is finished." Verse 28. After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, said, to fulfill the scripture, "I thirst." A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of the sour wine on a hyssop branch and held it to his mouth. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. It is finished. That short sentence is only one word in the original. And that word is tetelestai. Tetelestai, which comes from the Greek word teleo. And that Greek word teleo in the New Testament has at least four possible meanings. And all these four meanings are applicable to the sixth last word of Jesus Christ. And so why don't we look at these four meanings one by one? First of all, the Greek word teleo can mean to finish a particular work. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7, where Paul says, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished teleo the race." Jesus announces, "It is finished." Meaning, the great work of atonement has now been done. What Jesus is saying here is this: I have come to the end of my redemptive work. Boys and girls, it's like watching a film and coming to the end of the story where you see these two words, "the end." Not to be continued, but the end. And so, tetelestai is a cry of accomplishment. Jesus completed the work that his Father had assigned him to do. Mission accomplished. And when Jesus finished his mission, he did so entirely and successfully. In fact, in the original, the verb tetelestai is in perfect tense. And so, it should be translated as follows: it has been finished. And the point of the tense of the verb is this: Jesus completed his redemptive work more than 2,000 years ago, and yet the result of his work is still in effect today. The implication of what Jesus did several years ago is still relevant today. That's the point of the tense of this verb. And therefore, what Jesus wants us to do is this. We should be content with His finished work. Sometimes we wonder if what Jesus has done on the cross is enough for our redemption. Is that enough for my salvation? Or maybe I need to add something to it. Well, my friend, Jesus says here, it is finished. In fact, if you try to add something to His finished work, you are just insulting Jesus Christ. And so to those who believe that salvation can be achieved by good works, they are insulting Jesus Christ. Because why work for your salvation when in fact Jesus has already done the work for you? What you must do is believe in Him, believe in His finished work, put your total trust, your complete confidence in that finished work and be saved. I grew up in the Philippines. When Holy Week comes, especially on Good Friday, many people in the Philippines would literally have themselves crucified. And they think that in doing so, they will earn favor from God. That they will earn merits that will satisfy God, and in return, God will give them salvation. But no, my friend, it is an insult to Jesus Christ. Our response to the words of Jesus Christ here, or to the word, tetelestai, of Jesus Christ here, is faith. Believe. Believe in His finished work, and you will be saved. Now, second, the word teleo, from which the word tetelestai comes, can also mean to fulfill a command. Fulfill a command. For example, we read in James chapter 2, verse 8, if you really fulfill teleo, the royal law, according to the scripture, you are doing well. It is finished, says Jesus. I have obeyed all the requirements of the law. I have fulfilled every single prophecy pertaining to my sacrificial death. And indeed, my friend, Jesus has fulfilled all the requirements for our salvation. He has satisfied His Father's demand, which is complete, absolute obedience to the law. The first Adam failed to meet that demand, for he disobeyed God. He sinned against God. And the problem is this: when Adam sinned, we also sinned in him, because he was our head representative. But I'm bringing you this good news on this Good Friday. The second Adam, the Lord Jesus Christ, kept God's law perfectly. He satisfied God's justice. So that if you believe in Jesus Christ, Christ's perfect obedience, His perfect righteousness will be imputed to you. And on the basis of that imputed righteousness, God can then declare you righteous, just. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. On the cross, Jesus established peace between God and sinners. God and sinners reconciled. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And my fellow believers in Christ, this is our position before God. No more condemnation. And what should be our response to God? Oh, we may sing with the hymn writer, "Hallelujah, what a Savior, bearing shame and scoffing rude. In my place condemned He stood, sealed my pardon with His blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior." Now, the word teleo can also mean to keep a promise. So it can mean to finish a particular work, to fulfill a command, but it can also mean to keep a promise. For instance, in Romans chapter 9, verse 28, we read, "For the Lord will carry out, teleo in the original, carry out His sentence upon the earth fully and without delay." What this verse teaches us is this, that God will do that which He has said in His word. God will keep His promise. He will keep His covenant. "It is finished," pronounces our Lord Jesus Christ. And there, He's saying, "I kept my promise. I kept my covenant. I kept that covenant that I had made with my Father from eternity past." And we call that covenant the covenant of redemption. And in that covenant, Jesus agreed to be the one to die on the cross. You see, in that covenant of redemption made before the foundation of the world, the three persons of the Trinity made an agreement among themselves that it will be the Father, God the Father, who will send His Son, that it is going to be the Son who will die on the cross, and that it is going to be the Holy Spirit who will apply the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross, apply that work to sinners. God the Father did not make a covenant to die on the cross. It was Jesus who made that promise. And Jesus said, "It is finished. Father, I kept my promise. I kept my promise," especially that promise that we read in Genesis 3:15, that the seed of the woman, referring to the Messiah, referring to Jesus Christ, will bruise the head of the serpent. And indeed, on the cross, Jesus bruised the head of the devil. Ironically, it was through the death of Jesus Christ that He defeated the devil. Ironically, it was through His death that Jesus destroyed death itself, which is the result of our disobedience. As one writer said, "It is finished." It is the voice of Emmanuel, the captain of our salvation, who on the red battlefield lays aside the weapons of His warfare and raises the shout of victory, a conqueror over sin and death and Satan, though seeming to be vanquished by His foes. And what is the implication of this to us, believers? It is finished. I kept my promise. Well, it means that we can also trust Jesus Christ in His other promises to us. If He kept that very important promise, the promise in Genesis 3:15, the mother of all promises, oh, surely Jesus will also fulfill all His promises. And therefore, when he says, for example, in his word in Matthew 28, verse 19, I am with you always to the end of the age. Keep that promise. Take that promise with you. That Jesus will not leave you nor forsake you, even if you are alone in the hospital. Even if you think no one cares for you, Jesus cares for you. He will not leave you because that is His promise. Or how about the promise, the gospel promise written in Matthew 11, 28? Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Well, believe that promise. That if any one of you, if you come to Jesus Christ, then He will give you rest in your soul. One hymn writer puts it this way, come, ye sinners, poor and wretched, weak and wounded, sick and sore. Jesus ready waits to save you, full of pity, love, and power. He's able, He's able, He's willing. Doubt no more. Is there anyone here this evening who still doubts the promises of Jesus Christ? Oh, I understand we all doubt. There are times that it's hard for us to really accept what God says in His Word. We all struggle with doubt. It's given. But whenever we struggle with doubt, remember the word tetelestai. Remember the cry of Jesus. It is finished. I have kept my promise. And therefore, He will also keep that promise given to you in His Word. And so, tetelestai is a word of pledge that Jesus will keep all His promises. With the word tetelestai, Jesus is telling us that He is our covenant-keeping Savior. He is our promise-keeping Lord. But finally, the word teleo can also mean to pay a debt. To pay a debt. Romans 13, verse 6. For because of this, you also pay teleo, pay taxes, for the authorities are ministers of God. It is finished, declares Jesus. I have paid your moral debt to God. I have paid the price of your sin in full. Tetelestai. Last week, I mailed my registration form for the annual conference of the Midwest region of the Evangelical Theological Society. I am a member of this society. It's a group of Bible students, scholars, and the conference will be held next Friday in Chicago, the Lord willing. In the form, there are two ways to pay for the registration fee. You can pay now with your cash or check, or you can pay later upon your arrival. I said, well, why not pay upon my arrival? So I decided to pay upon my arrival. 3 days ago, I received an email from the treasurer of Evangelical Theological Society, Midwest region. Let me read his email to me. this email is being sent to confirm that your registration has been received. According to the form that was received, this registration is good for Brian G. Najafor. That's my name. The registration fee has been paid in full. Please print this email and bring it with you. It will serve as a receipt for your registration. We look forward to seeing you in Chicago. After reading this email, I said to myself, how is this possible? My registration fee has been paid in full, and this email will serve as a receipt for the payment. Someone must have paid for me. Wow. Amazing. Well, on the cross, Jesus paid our fee. He paid the penalty of your sin and my sin. And He paid it in full. He said, "It is finished." Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. In Christ, you and I are debt free in the sight of God. For all our sins have been forgiven by God. With the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ, we have received the complete remission for all our sins. Now, maybe some of you are saying silently, but how do I know that? How do I know that He paid the price of all my sins? How do I know that? Well, take His word, the word tetelestai. That's the receipt. That's the receipt. And Jesus is saying to you this evening, take my word, tetelestai. That's proof. That's evidence that I have paid for the price of your sin. And show it to God in heaven someday. Take it with you and see you, not in Chicago, but see you in heaven. And let me tell you this as we come to the Lord's table. What is it that we present to God? What is it that qualifies us to come to the Lord's table? Well, that receipt, the word tetelestai, if you believe that word, if you believe it with all your heart that Jesus has died for your sin, that He has redeemed you from the power and penalty of sin, if you believe that with all your heart that Jesus has paid for all your iniquities, then take that receipt with you and come to the Lord's table, and no one will question you once you show that receipt. And it means that if you come to the Lord's table without that receipt, without the word tetelestai, it is finished, it is paid, fully paid, then you cannot come. And therefore I urge you, you must believe in Jesus Christ. Believe His promise in the gospel. Take that receipt by faith. But here's the thing. Going back to my story, actually what happened, 8 minutes later, I received another email from the same person, from the treasurer. And the subject title of his email was this: corrected registration confirmation. Your registration fee will be paid upon your arrival. I tell you, my excitement depleted. My joy disappeared. This guy made a mistake. I was given a false assurance. I was given a false hope. But my friend, oh my friend, listen to this. That will never and cannot happen to Jesus Christ. When Jesus says in his word, it is finished, it is paid in full, it is true. It was true then, more than 2,000 years ago. It remains true today, and it will always be true forever. He will never disappoint you. He will never tell you a lie. And therefore, you can depend on His word. You can count on His promise. On that receipt, take it with you, because He is our Amen, the faithful one, the one who bears witness to the truth. And so, in conclusion, the word tetelestai is really a summary of the whole work of Christ's redemption, or the whole work of our salvation, rather. On the cross, Jesus, as it were, is scanning, you know, like a virus protection. It scans if you have virus in your laptop or computer. It scans everything. On the cross, Jesus is scanning all the things that must be done to secure our salvation from start to finish. And when He comes to the end, He says, it is finished. Tetelestai. Tetelestai. Performance of redemptive work completely done. Precept perfectly obeyed. Promise faithfully kept. Payment fully paid. And we can imagine the Father of Jesus Christ saying these words to His Son. Well done, my Son! Well done, my Son! Reverently speaking, good job, my son. Good job. You finished well. Performance completely done. Precept perfectly obeyed. Promise faithfully kept. Payment fully paid. At the beginning of the public ministry of Jesus Christ, God the Father said to His Son, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And you can almost hear the same words from God the Father at the end of the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. On the cross, God the Father is saying, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. I am well pleased in Him, for He finished the work well. And here's the beauty of the gospel, and I will end with this. Those who are in Christ will also receive those words from God. Well done, thou good and faithful servant of the Lord. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. This is my beloved daughter, in whom I am pleased. Oh, but I tell you, those who are outside Christ will receive different words from God. I never knew you. Depart from me. Imagine that. I never knew you. Depart from me. But if you have Jesus, God can say to you, well done. Enter the joy of eternity. Let us pray. Amen. Lord, oh Lord, we thank you for that one word, tetelestai, which is so rich in meaning. We thank you that we can use that word as a receipt for the payment for our sins. You paid our sins. And we thank you, Lord, for the privilege that we have now to come to your table and enjoy all the blessings that you have prepared for us there. Lord, help us not to doubt your word. If there is anyone here who is planning not to come because of doubt, O Lord, strengthen the faith of that believer. Tell him, Lord, or her, that it has been done. It is finished. He or she may now come so freely to your table and dine with you. We pray all this thing in Jesus' name. Amen.